Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What happened before a revival took place and that prophetic word was given about what God was going to do in Pensacola, Florida, which began to birth Father's Day of 1995 at Brownsville Assembly of God, 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, is that God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick, because at that time some real difficult things were happening in the culture. I mean, abortion clinics were being blown up. Doctors were being killed. People said they were doing that in the name of Christianity. Some falls of ministers had taken place, and things were looking really bad. Well, God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick and told him, if you'll begin to speak into the heavenlies what I'm telling you to speak, I'll change the atmosphere. And he did that. And what happened? Father's Day 1995 was the beginning of the Yonggi Cho prophecy about God said, I would begin in Pensacola. I would go all the way to the Mississippi, but he'll come back. God's going to come back through the panhandle again. And that's where the Lord told us to begin to do the very same thing. First, let's go find out what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick to do about brass heavens. When you're praying and all of a sudden, doesn't seem your word's going anywhere, the atmosphere has changed, but you can change that atmosphere. And that's what we're doing here at VFN TV. Let's take a look now.
And right before revival broke out, especially about a week or two before revival broke out, you could come in there on Sunday night to pray. And it was like you almost had to whisper, because if you had any volume at all, it was like it was just booming in heaven. That's the way it felt. Derek Prince told me before he died, he came there and spent about a month with his wife from Jerusalem. And he said, Brother John, he said, I've been all over the earth many times. And he said, I've never been a place on the earth that had such an open heaven as Pensacola does. And I remember 1988, back during the Jim Baker debacle and Jimmy Swaggart debacle, I heard the Lord say to me, he said, the heavens are brassing over from New Orleans this way toward Pensacola. And that's the first time I'd ever heard that phrase. And he said, the heavens are clabbering, they're thickening. And he said, if you'll preach what I give you on television, and if you'll preach what I give you at Brownsville, he said, I'll begin to open the heavens. And at that time, Pensacola was known as the abortion capital of the world. That's where they had all the abortion bombings and abortion killings. Dr. David Gunn was killed by Michael Griffin. The kids that bombed the abortion clinic over there, they all had Bible names. And the Lord said, if you'll preach what I give you, he said, I'll open up the heavens from New Orleans this way. And he said, I will send my spirit. That's all I knew. So I began to preach what he gave me. And the Lord gave me a series on when the heavens are brass. And I actually wrote a book about it. And whenever I began to preach on that, how that disobedience and sin clabbers the heavens. And it hinders the people from getting through those clabbered brassed over heavens. Jesus, when he came, he said, I've come to do thy will, O Lord. And he said, you'll see, he told Nathaniel, he said, you'll see heaven open over me, and angels will be going up on my behalf and coming down on my behalf, ascending and descending over me. When I saw that in the scriptures, I knew I had a book, and I wrote the book about it. And I began preaching on open heavens. And what God did, basically, in just a short period of time, when he sent revival in 95, Pensacola no longer was known as abortion capital of the world. It became known as a revival capital of the world. So somebody give God praise.
So it just shows you how God begins to change the atmosphere. And that's one of the things that he told us when he established VFN TV and the daily radio program. He showed us specifically, as we continue to speak in the air, begin to speak out what God is telling us to speak out, that the atmosphere changes. And we're seeing that take place. We've seen newscasters that have been in that region in the Gulf Coast, what we call the glory zone that we've been speaking into, that they begin to hear the Lord after 17 years of broadcasting the news every day. And he said the Lord has just called him into ministry. He's leaving. He says, I got tired of speaking empty words. And he's gone into the ministry since then. We had other people that are saying how much hope that they've gotten. Why? Because as we begin to do what God says and speak out, the words into the atmosphere, it changes things. It just begins to change things. You look at what took place, revival that took place in 1995. Now we're looking at, it's already beginning to bubble up in the all the way to the Mississippi where Yonggi Cho gave that word. Well, guess what? It's going to come right back through the Gulf Coast again, come through the Panhandle. And I really truly believe God has set us up for that very thing.
Prophecy, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, God says he does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets first. Mm-hmm. And this one prophetic voice amongst many is mm-hmm. Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence. And a powerful prophetic voice.
Yes.
But I know that we were headed to Texas, Denton, Texas, and we were going to set up our studios in Texas. Everything was going that way. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke, and he said to me about the time of the explosion, the bombing that took place.
Yes.
And he told me that was going to happen before it happened. And he said, stop. And then he said, I'm going to change the atmosphere on the Gulf Coast. Mm. You just heard, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about specifically the atmosphere was messed up. You know, God told him, so if you'll speak this into the atmosphere, I'll change it. What was the consequences of that? It was revival that touched the world. And so he said he's going to change the atmosphere, and he has changed it, and he is changing it. And we've been speaking out on a daily basis, you know, what God is saying to us, and we're seeing things change. But two things he said, you know, one, another thing the Lord said when he was encouraging us to stay in the Gulf Coast was he was going to move.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be a glory zone established that was confirmed by Apostle Kaderi when he came from Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
That God was going to set up a glory zone, the winds were going to come and the nations were going to be reached, but also that that Jezebel, the spiritual principality that had a stronghold over the Gulf Coast region, was going to come down.
Mm.
And so as a memorial of that word, I have a casket that I had here on my desk, and inside the casket has the words from the Wizard of Oz when the witch was dead. Remember the witch fell on top of the house?
Yes.
The house fell on top of the witch. And it says this particular, they came up and they said, listen, we got to make sure she's absolutely positively beyond any of shout dead, right?
Yeah.
Gone. And we've seen some very specific things that this has been fulfilled, some different things that are going on, which means all these things that God is saying, they're coming to pass. So you can be prepared. Even though things look rough, realize God's got some plans in store for his people. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but knowing that revival is going to take place and a great awakening for the mm-hmm. church, really, but it's a revival for the church. It's going to touch the nations.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.